Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword. Gene is off tonight, so I am doing solo duty for Friday, March 17th, 2023. Did I do the crossword? Yes, I did, because otherwise I wouldn't have much to say about the crossword in today's podcast. I found it to be a great crossword. I appreciated the fact that there wasn't a theme. At least I hope there wasn't a theme. Most of the time I enjoy the themes, but every now and then I like the themeless puzzles that just make you work for a living, and that's what this one did. It started off terrifically. One across staples of horror movies. I'm not a big horror movie fan, but I'd been listening to another podcast, the NPR Pop Culture Happy Hour, and they were talking about the answer to One Across, which was jump scares. So I happen to have that. It took me a while to be able to get to that word, but I had heard it not too long ago. That also helped with one down, which was alternatives to GIFs. And I had two choices for that. It was either PNGs or JPEGs, JPGS, for the different file formats that you use for storing images on computers. And of course, I went for PNGs first, and then eventually decided JPEGs worked better. Right underneath One Across was 15 Across, pest so named because it was originally found in royal tombs. So I had the P starting it, and I had, let's see, I'm not sure if I had, I think I had seven down, moments of clarity, ahas. And so that was enough for me to get Pharaoh out of that. And it turned out the correct full answer to 15 Across was Pharaoh Ant. Then beneath that, Carter Cobb, the author of this crossword, just keeps getting better and better with his clues. Join a boxer rebellion, question mark? And that was Go Commando. I thought that was a terrific clue. Three down, garam masala spice was mace. And that was sort of a bit of a struggle for me. As well as five down, slangy lunch fare was samich. Let's see, and that seven down, the ahas, was from moments of clarity, and I had a few moments of clarity as I was working in this puzzle. A lot of moments of fog, but clarity nonetheless. Eight down, go off, was rant, so you had to sort of have that particular slant as you were reading that. Again, this is Friday, so Friday and Saturday crosswords are supposed to be tough, and this one definitely was. Although I found myself making pretty good progress in it. I'm trying to think of other interesting clues in the area. I want to hold off talking about the northeast corner for a reason that will become clear later. 26 Across was first aid provider. I, of course, went for nurse before going for the correct answer of medic. And 23 down, I thought this was a nice sort of echo of one down. It was also alternatives to GIFs, and this time it was bitmaps. That took me a bit. Bitmaps are sort of an older file format. I guess they're still used. 29 down, prepare some leaves for burning, question mark? And that was roll a cigar, and I thought that was good. 28 down was queen with a protege, and that was drag mother. It's like, oh man, that was good. Definitely suckered me in. 30 down, just for kicks and giggles, was in fun. I think that was probably not a gimme. None of these were gimmies, but it was certainly easier. 37 across was four-time Emmy winner Woodard, and it was Alfre, spelled Alfre Woodard. Never heard of them. 40 across, one's calling across the ocean, blue whales. It's like, oh, this is good. I mean, they just have some really great clues going on here. Even 25 down, some china was teaware. And, oh, 21 down, not fast, eat. So they, again, try and sucker you in, and Carter kept suckering me in, but eventually I was able to sort of persevere here. 58 across, one fearful of crowded places, agoraphobe, which I thought was great, and 61 across, flew overseas, was parasailed. Very nice. I don't know if you're supposed to parasail overseas or just lakes, but in any event, it was a great clue and answer. Let's see. 27 down. One seeing stars upon waking, perhaps. Early riser. Ah, just brilliant. And 26 down, possible souvenir from a surgery. Usually that's something like scar or the like, but it was metal plate. So we're talking major surgery here. Let's see, what else was of interest? So they had some 53 down, fun clues in the southeast corner, well, essentially, and the answer was hole, which I thought was good. And 54 down, modern ride was Uber. And now we can sort of segue over, wait, one other we should, and I'm speaking with a royal we here, we should mention 48 across, it's just past due, at least that's what it reads as. But the answer was tre, T-R-E. So D-U-E must be two in some language, probably Spanish. And in any event, that was a very tricky clue there. 41 down, dense buildup in makeup powder containers was hard pan. No idea what that's about. If Jean were here, she could provide some guidance, I am sure, but she is not, so we'll just move on. All right, so finally we get, so I was doing pretty well going through this crossword and then ran into the northeast corner and I was just stuck. I had one clue, 11 down, locking lips by the lockers, EG for short, and that was PDA, public display of affection. And the rest of the clues in there, like 18 across was spot, and I kept wanting it to be an ad of some sort, like a TV spot, but that didn't work. 16 across was Rocker Grohl. Never heard of Rocker Grohl. Turned out to be Dave, by the way. And 18 across, that spot was area. I mean, in retrospect, they made sense. 12 down, epic. I had it ending in A-L-E, and I thought it was some sort of a tale, T-A-L-E, because 35 across, tech giant, once known as Multitech. Again, I had no idea, but I had it starting with an A, and then I wasn't sure about the second letter. The third letter I was pretty sure was an E, and I didn't know about the fourth. So I decided, I just created a company out of whole cloth, as I'm inclined to do. I decided to call it A10. Not sure if you're familiar with the tech giant A10. You're not, because it doesn't exist. In fact, the correct answer was Acer. It wasn't tail, it was scale. And epic, the answer to epic, the full 12 down answer was large scale. It's like, oh, it just about killed me to get that. And because 11 across was commoner. So I had it starting with a P from PDA, so I wrote peon, P-E-O-N, and wanted to hold on to that for a bit. And then I started thinking, I think they're like proletariat, but I think the proletariat might be the opposite of the commoner. Anyways, I had prole in there for a while. And then finally, I thought about plebe. I'm not sure why, but I ended up abbreviating it as P-L-E-B, pleb. And that led me to 12 down being the large scale. The other one that was tricky was 14 down. Retirement plan whose prospects are looking good, question mark. I had it ending in EST. And another reason that I had a 10 was because I thought, oh, retirement plan, nest. And then I had TY above that. And it's just like empty nest, but that didn't fit. I needed one more letter. 20 nest, that didn't make any sense. And then eventually once I got Acer and I had rest, I was able to recognize 14 down as beauty rest. Retirement plan whose prospects are looking good. Retirement is in going to sleep. Brilliant, just brilliant. So the crosswords this week have been magnificent, and I can't wait to start working on Saturdays. we're going to postpone Fun Fact Friday and the announcement. I know you're on tenterhooks right now, but we're going to postpone the announcement of the Triplet Tuesday contest until Gene and I are back together. And so that's it for today. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Remember, you can always get a hold of us, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. See you all tomorrow.